to twist 16 arms. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's how many more votes Kevin McCarthy needs to become House Speaker.
I have the record for the longest speech ever on the floor. I don't have a problem getting a record for the most votes for Speaker, too.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, though, failed to win 218 votes on three separate ballots, marking the first time in 100 years a vote for Speaker was not settled on a single vote.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. 20 conservatives, Republicans voted against McCarthy on that last third vote, including Lauren Boebert, who tells Fox they want Jim Jordan to be Speaker, even though he doesn't want the job.
And every time that he speaks up to defend Kevin McCarthy, he actually just reaffirms why he would make a great Speaker.
She and every other member are still waiting to be sworn in. The House can't do anything until the Speaker's chosen. Accused quadruple murderer Brian Koberger whispered to his family, "I love you," after being escorted out of court in Pennsylvania in chains after waiving extradition at a hearing.
Now the 28-year-old would be brought back to Idaho by authorities. There he faces four counts of first-degree murder for stabbing four University of Idaho students to death back in November. Sources telling Fox News detectives matched DNA found at the crime scene with DNA that one of Koberger's immediate relatives submitted to a genealogy website.
Fox's Alexis McAdams outside the court. A first in Missouri, a transgender woman was executed for 2003 murders, saying she was sorry in a statement before the lethal injection. Amber McLaughlin started transitioning on death row 3 years ago. Damar Hamlin still in critical condition, sedated after the Buffalo Bills suffered cardiac arrest on Monday Night of Hyde Football, then was revived on the field. Hamlin's uncle, Dorian Glenn, tells NFL Network his breathing's improving.
It's tremendous to see all the love and support that my nephew has out here.
Fans held a candlelight vigil last night outside the Cincinnati hospital. There was no Mega Millions winner again last night, so the jackpot grows to an estimated $940 million. Friday, the sixth largest U.S. lottery prize ever. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The White House is clarifying what President Biden said about reports out of South Korea that it could be involved in the U.S.'s management of nuclear weapons after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed on New Year's Day to overwhelmingly beef up his military, including more nuclear weapons.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre went a bit further than the simple no President Biden gave Monday.
We're not discussing joint nuclear exercises. The ROK is a non-nuclear weapon state.
ROK, short for Republic of Korea or South Korea. Still, the U.S. is concerned about the escalation by the DPRK or North Korea. Jean-Pierre said President Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol are prepared
for an effective, coordinated response to a range of scenarios,
including any perceived North Korean nuclear threat. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A guilty plea in court in New York City to terror and weapons charges. Frank James admitted to an attack in the subway last year, setting off smoke bombs, then shooting people at random. 10 were injured. James could get life in prison. Sam Bankman-Fried was also in court in New York, pleading not guilty to fraud and other charges in the collapse of his FTX crypto exchange into bankruptcy, and an issue came up at the hearing.
A series of crypto transactions that are tied to digital wallets associated with Bankman-Fried. Our Fox producer, Martin Denise, was in the courtroom at the time and reports that Bankman-Fried actually became agitated. He slipped a note over to his lawyer, Mr. Cohen, who stood up and said, "Mr. Bankman-Fried did not make those transfers." But the judge, Judge Kaplan, sided with the prosecutors and did make some changes to the bail conditions, barring Bankman-Fried from moving around any company assets.
Fox Business Network's Colin McShane outside the court. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising modestly the day after losses to start the new year, but the Dow dropped only 10 points. The Nasdaq fell 79. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.